Welcome to our podcast channel, Let's Talk About Cancer, the podcast that explores various aspects of cancer management and treatment. Today we are going to discuss the surgical management for testicular cancer. In this episode, we'll be talking about the different surgical approaches, their advantages and disadvantages, and what to expect after the procedure. Testicular cancer is a relatively rare form of cancer that affects men. It's highly treatable and surgery is often the first line of treatment. There are two main surgical approaches that are used to treat testicular cancer. One is a radical high inguinal orchidectomy and a retroperitoneal lymph node dissection. The first surgical approach is radical high inguinal orchidectomy, which involves removing the entire affected testicle through an incision or a cut made in the groin area. This is usually done under anesthesia and it's a relatively straightforward procedure. The patient can go home the same day or the next day. The second surgical approach is retroperitoneal lymph node dissection, which involves removing the lymph nodes in the abdomen. This procedure is usually done if the cancer has spread beyond the testicle and after chemotherapy or other modalities of treatment. It's a more complex surgery that requires a longer hospital stay and a longer recovery period. Both surgical approaches have their advantages and disadvantages. Radical high inguinal orchidectomy is a simpler procedure that has a lower risk of complications. However, it may be emotionally difficult for patients to lose a testicle. Patients can do a preservation of the sperms from the opposite testicle, so they can choose to bear child even after the entire treatment process is over. And even if they do not want to bear children, even to have a regular sexual function, one testicle is adequate enough. Now, retroperitoneal lymph node dissection is a more complex surgery that has a higher risk of complications. However, it may be necessary to prevent the spread of cancer and improve the patient's chance of survival. Now, after the surgery, the patient will need to follow a specific recovery plan. This may include taking pain medication, avoiding heavy lifting and strenuous activity, and attending regular follow-up appointments with their doctor. It is important to follow the recovery plan to ensure a smooth and successful recovery. In conclusion, surgical management is an essential part of the treatment of testicular cancer. Radical high inguinal orchidectomy and retroperitoneal lymph node dissection are the two main surgical approaches used to treat testicular cancer. Both have their advantages and disadvantages, and the decision on which one to use will depend on the specific circumstance of each patient. If you or someone you know is affected by testicular cancer, speak with a healthcare professional to learn more about the surgical options. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.